Oh, thank you, Frank. That's a great introduction. In Chinese medicine, Chinese traditional medicine, the doctor's not paid if you become ill. That's quite a different to what we practice here. And it's actually quite a dishonor for a Chinese doctor to have a patient become ill, because he should be doing his job. He should be reading your condition and then prescribing things to avoid the calamity which is on the highway of life. And I asked the professor when I was studying in Shanghai, I asked about it. He said, this is the great differential. He said, in Chinese medicine, we have a saying, and that is, don't wait to get thirsty to dig a well. And he said, you in the West, you wait to become very thirsty, and then you go rushing around looking for something to slake the thirst. He says, we're giving the patient, giving the person the things that so that they won't have that occur. I thought, wow, they're sidestepping the calamity way, way in advance. So this is one of the, how I became just fascinated with Chinese medicine many, many years ago, or 25 years ago now. It seems like yesterday. But I was looking, of course, to find out everything about treating all disease, but in particular cancer. And this is what the Chinese teach you, is that that whatever you're consuming should be healing, not harming. And what they do is they look at nature in action. They see plants exhibiting certain strengths and abilities, and whether it's energy or fertility or it's immunity, and then they'll take those plants or those branches or those seeds or those leaves, and they'll boil them up into a drink, and they'll sip it continually over a period of time, and they'll see the reactions. And so when you do that over 5,000 years, which is what, if you are at the Institute in Shanghai, the records go back, handwritten, 5,000 years of all the records of what has happened in determining what is required to bring you to this point they call health beyond disease, so that your patient, the customer, your friend, whatever comes to you asking for help, that you'll be able to predict what he particularly needs. And it's an ancient healing science, and it's also an art. And what I was fascinated by, of course, which is really at the crux of all the central part of my mission, before you can heal the world, you must build up the person. And that means immunity. And the biggest problems in the world right now, just look at the headlines surrounding us, and it's continual, that our immune systems here in the West are weak. We're weaklings in our immunity. You know, in China, notice not one single person has come down with this Ebola viral infection or whatever it happens to be. And that's because they do lots of things all the time to keep their immune system strong. It's like having a strong door or a double guarded gate to your house so that robbers or, you know, intruders can't get in. The same thing is for your body. So when I came back from Shanghai, I brought with me the Emperor's Qi, which a lot of you have purchased and are experiencing this extraordinary extraordinary longevity fertility tonic. The other thing I brought back in my trusty old suitcase was this amazing immune system formula that is what I say is like a Mack truck. It's so brutally strong. There is nothing in Western herbalism, and certainly nothing in Western medicine, that can come anywhere near to this extraordinarily powerful formulation, which uses things called, you may have heard of them, mushrooms. But these are magic mushrooms, not magic mushrooms that will create a psychedelic experience by consuming them. But these are truly magical powered fungal mushroom that have within them over 5,000 years of study by the Chinese to impart amazing capacity to stimulate the immune system and make disease irrelevant. Now, listen to those words that I just said. This formula that I'm talking about tonight, that I brought back with me, that I tell everyone to make a part and parcel of your ongoing program, it will make disease irrelevant within you. And I'm talking about diseases that are quite debilitating. The common cold, which modern medicine has no answer to, viruses, arthritis, diabetes, cancer, AIDS, lupus, multiple sclerosis. These, when treated, with these extraordinary Chinese medicinal mushrooms had practically non-existent. For any of you out there that are concerned about your immune system, concerned about your children or your elderly, your uncle, aunties, and grandparents and so forth that are getting old and getting frail. In China, there's no such thing as a frail old person. You see them striding along. They're doing Tai Chi at 5 a.m. A little old ladies at 70 and 80 years of age. I was staggered to see it in the main park in Shanghai each morning. And they take this magical mushrooms, and they make it up into a tea. And there are some of these things that you may have heard of, and I want to go through them very quickly. And the old professor took me into a part of the institute to not only show me the emperor's qi in all the barrels, but also into a room he called the Museum of Mushrooms. And this was a room, like Frank described in Honolulu at the stores there. They pull out these big drawers. He pulled out these big, beautiful old mahogany cabinets within there. This was a museum devoted to all of these mushrooms that they've been studying over these years. And I wrote them down, scribbled into my notebook, and I put them all into this extraordinary formula. So the disease won't come to you. The disease will become irrelevant in your life. These mushrooms, you may have heard of a couple of them. One is called Shaga, C-H-A-G-A, an extraordinary mushroom. Reishi, oh, an amazing. You know, you mention that to an herbalist, you know, he'll bow, you know, like in reverence to what you're saying. There's another one called maitake. Maitakes have been found to have amazing effect, particularly on AIDS and HIV. Shiitake, that's S-H-I-I-T-A-K-E. I love just even the word shiitake. It's one of the greatest depositories of vitamin D3 on the planet. So that's one of the reasons it works so well, because the body needs a lot of D3 to activate its T cells. So shiitake was one of the things in this museum of mushrooms that I found. There's another one called turkey tail. Can you imagine? They named it after how a turkey will expose its tail in a big broad range of beautiful colors. Well, this mushroom has got all the characteristics of that. So that's one of the other magical mushrooms. And I discovered another one, actually found in the Amazon. It's called Agaricus, A-G-A-R-I-C-U-S, which it too has now become one of the great mushrooms of all time. And so I put them all together. Now, no one else has ever done that. People just buy Shaga, or people buy, you know, maitake mushroom. And I think they're getting good. But don't you think, you know, that you get, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of these extraordinary mushrooms, not just one, that you're going to get 6 times the benefit? Well, that's the, you know, that's one of the things I like to bring to everything I do. I'm really looking for overkill, and I want to be able to stamp out a problem very, very quickly. But then on top of that, I used a marvelous thing from Peru. It's not a mushroom, but it's close to it. It's called Uno de Gato in Peruvian, and its nickname is Cat's Claw. It looks like the claws of a cat clinging to the tree and dragging itself up. It really isn't a plant. It's kind of a parasitic vine, and this extraordinary plant has amazing effect on all kinds of immune problems. And Uno de Gato, or Cat's Claw tea, it's now become quite a hit in the underground world of immune system treatment. And so I put that in there as well, because I just felt that along with these medicinal mushrooms from China, along with the Peruvian cat's claw and the Agaricus mushroom from the Amazon, why would we be creating this blockbuster and come to the aid of a lot of people out there requiring it? The icing on the cake of this formula is some of the most miraculous, powerful minerals that really do supercharge, turbocharge the entire formula. And that's a mineral called zinc, another mineral called selenium, and I also put a little bit of copper in there because it's anti-inflammatory. And mixed it all in a great big bowl with some amla berries, which are a wonderful source of vitamin C, which is, of course, the great immune system vitamin, and that's all mixed in there. And you're getting all of that in this extraordinary single formula. It's called Immune Support. I call the Mack truck of immune system, because it's got stuff in there that's got 5,000 years of history. 5,000 years of history. 5,000 years of proof. Not some wild idea concocted in a lab. This is concocted in the greatest lab of all time. That's in God's laboratory, using Mother Nature to bring it all together for you. You can't get anything better than that. This is what true life is. This is what medicine should be. You know, Hippocrates, the greatest natural doctor of all time, 3,000 years ago, said, your food should be your medicine. Your medicine should be your food. I think a lot of doctors today should go back and read Hippocrates' work, because that's what it's all about. And here it is, a supreme food from magical mushrooms that, when put into a capsule like this that you can take each day, will make you healthy beyond disease. You can't get better than that. The website is askdrgarland.com, askdrgarland.com, or call the toll-free number, which is 877-975-9080, 877-975-9080. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call this evening.